This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the deadest one of all?
This week on the podcast, Mirror, Mirror by D.E. Atkins. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Teen Creeps, the podcast that discusses YA pulp fiction. I'm one of your hosts, Lindsay Kaytai.
I'm another one of your hosts, Kelly Nugent.
And today we are discussing Mirror, Mirror by D.E. Atkins with our wonderful guest, actor, writer, Ego Nwodim.
Hi!
Hello! A lovely improv warm-up in the background to welcome you.
I know, and I love it. It makes me feel at home.
Luckily, you never hear it on the podcast.
You
so
never
when I
do.
Listen to episodes we've done, it's just a pause and us going, oh, that improv class in the background.
It is crazy. Like, you hear it. I guess we're hearing it through our regular ears and not our headphone ears.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, thank you for doing the podcast and reading the book.
Thank you for having me, guys. It's been a long time since I read a book that fast. So, so thank
you. It's a real speed through words.
Yes.
For the past three episodes we've done, I've had this weird pattern where I will read, and I think it's because it happens that like Wednesdays are really crazy for me because it's like I have to get my gigs done in the morning. And then I have to basically read a book and then go for a run and then come here. So I usually order from like Caviar and it has to be like $20. So then it has to be like this huge meal. So then I eat a huge meal. So I'll eat this huge meal and then I'll sit down and read. And I always, with four pages left, fall asleep, wake up an hour later, like, I have to finish reading, and then feverishly finish the rest of the book. But like, all of these, like the past like four books, I have fallen asleep right before the end and then read the rest of it.
They're not keeping you hooked.
No.
That just can easily knock out
of your head.
Okay, I'm good.
It must really cement it in your brain though. Because it gets
strange
to sit
dreams
into dreamland.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Cool. Wow. Well, Ego, what is your familiarity with these types of books? Did you ever read anything like this when you were a teenager?
I think I read some R.L. Stine books like growing up, but I can't. So here's a fun fact about me. I don't remember details about anything. So like I have good memory about what people say or where we were, but like as far as books and movies go, my memory of details is so bad. But I definitely read R.L. Stine books that I loved. Ordering out of the Scholastic magazine. Oh gosh, what a dream. I really like loved that. I missed that. But that's the extent of it. And like, Are You Afraid of the Dark was just like the TV show. And then the Goosebumps based off like that they were based on. Very good stuff, guys.
Yeah.
I like scary stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, always have.
Good. Well then you must have been lukewarm on this.
Yes.
Like middling scary.
Yeah, they were trying. I mean, D.E.
Atkins? Do you just say it, Atkins?
I have no idea. I've never.
Atkins. D.E. Atkins was trying for sure. How much do you guys think that, I mean, I'm sure you've, having been familiar with this genre, know this already, but that is 100% a pseudonym, right?
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
for sure. Gotta be.
Those aren't even real initials. Like, I just feel like that's...
No one has the initials D.
No one.
They tried, like, A, B, then B, C, and then C, D, and then, like, D, E. That's it.
Honestly, because it's D, E, Atkins, that's D, E, A.
Yeah, and it's, like,
agency.
Death.
Oh, yeah. Death.
Death.
Exactly.
Deathkins.
Deathkins. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
guys, minds are blown.
We blew it wide open.
I'm just, I just, because the book was so, so young adult, I was thinking, if you were an author, a real writer, you would not necessarily want your name, your real name attached.
No,
not.
I don't. Are we allowed to shit on these?
No,
particularly.
Yeah, because we're going to shit on this book.
Yeah, that's the whole. If we don't, it's like, well, thanks for joining us on another episode of Teen Creep.
We liked it,
and bye. Huh.
So this book.
Do you
should I
read
the back?
The book? Yeah,
like it's going to give us any fucking. Okay.
Just to get sort of the plot.
Don't look now. Dora's pretty. She's got a good-looking guy, very understanding parents, and such a devoted best friend. But she wants more. So when her new friend Lucy offers Dora a chance to have it all, Dora decides to take it. Now Dora's a real beauty, and only Dora knows that beauty is also the beast. Unexpected. I didn't
twist.
Expect that.
Twist.
Twist.
Just twist.
Just a minor turn. Just like a
pivot, a gentle pivot.
Like 30 miles per hour recommended turn. Maybe an on-ramp.
I was going to do like, all right, so the quick plot. So this will be fun, not totally remembering what it is. So you guys can correct me. Fun game of me trying to remember
sure.
the plot.
Okay. Here we go.
I was saying it Dory in my head the whole time.
I was saying Dory until they said Dorothy, and I was like, oh, is
Same.
It just Dor?
I don't know. I was doing Dory, and then I saw Dorothy, and then I was like, it's Dor.
Yeah, because Dor.
And then I was like, it doesn't fucking matter. I really like took a moment. I was trying to get through the book and I stopped and I was like, is it Dor? Oh, well, it's Dorothy. So now it means Dor. And I was like, I go, call her Dorothy, whatever. It doesn't even matter, Dory. It really, like, just read it. But yeah.
Truer words were never spoken about this book. I'm just going to call her Dory because saying Dor over and over again sounds awful.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do
Listen,
that.
Listen, follow your truth. I don't want to try
Thank
and suppress you.
You.
So
Thank
do
you.
Dory will be Dory.
Thank you. So Dory is gorgeous, but she is dating kind of a dud that she doesn't even like. But he's a very passionate mascot for the school.
Oh, my God. This guy was so embarrassing. Stan?
The Tigers get Stan. She, like, plays it safe and nice all the time.
Hmm. Does she, though?
We'll get to that. So she's, like, just always being nice. She's always being safe with her best friend, Gwen, and her dumb boyfriend, Stan. But really, she wants to date Mary's boyfriend, whose name is...
Corbin. Okay, and also we should not be asking me about the names because I am notoriously bad.
Just like don't.
Just like right now when I thought his name was Clive.
No, okay. Corbin.
Corbin.
So while Gwen and Dory are watching, having lunch and watching like an ice skating rink, there's this girl with red hair wearing red who twirls around. And Dory is saying something like, oh, I wish I had more or something stupid like that. And the girl like snaps her head around and looks at Dory. And then suddenly that girl's at school. Her name is Lucinda.
Yeah.
And
she goes by Lucy with an I.
Yeah. And she's like a real city gal.
Yeah,
she's
yes.
like
bad
cosmopolitan.
She's
she
like
reminded
Rihanna.
Me.
she's starting a cosmetics line.
She reminded me of Glory.
From
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Do you watch Buffy?
You know, that's one of those
don't
things.
Remember
that,
the
no,
details.
I don't remember the details. My best friend and her family and I was over there all the time. They swore by it. I don't remember. It was the band camp girl in Buffy.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Mm-hmm.
Best okay.
There you go. There you go.
Okay,
there you go.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your support. I really don't.
We support you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
she's
just
because
she has
like
yeah,
she's
like, very like high drama,
taste.
Very extra, very like has red curly hair, similar to this girl.
Wears red lipstick
yes.
with red hair.
Yes. Oh, and wow. also wears
Daring.
Orange with red hair.
Yeah.
But gets
Daring.
Away with it.
That's Lucy.
Somehow, yeah. Yeah. That's Lucy to a T. And also Lucy's the devil.
Yeah.
Not to spoil things, but she's the devil.
She's pretty evil.
Yeah. What did she say? Something, it's cold as hell in here. And in the book, someone says, like, I think Dory and her are driving around. And she's like, it's cold as hell in here. And she's like, no, it's not.
Oh, yeah. She goes, okay. Nah.
Yeah,
and I was,
nah,
like,
yeah.
I was like, what?
Okay.
And she's like, but you can turn on the heater if you want.
Like, I'm sick of the heat. Something like that. And then she, like, gives Dory a mirror. And then all of a sudden, except not at all, it happened, like, 3 days ago, Dory starts acting like kind of a bitch and going after what she wants.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. She is, and I'm going to make another Buffy reference. She is when she was bad Buffy. She is like, I'm going to hit on all the guys.
I'm going to rub up against them at the Bronx.
Yes. I'm going to do a weird seduction dance with a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Like, she is at this party. She's sexing it up all over the place.
She's ignoring Stan.
Yeah.
She's letting Gwen get drunk.
Okay, this
and then
was
leaving
but did
her
Stan
there.
Even come to the party?
Stan wasn't there.
Stan was at the party.
Stan wasn't there.
Invite him. That's
she didn't
it
invite
was.
Him. He was at home.
Yeah,
but they also never officially had a breakup. It was
no.
Weird.
I was
like,
so
you
shocked.
Need like, to break up.
Have a conversation.
Yes, I really
like,
was
do
like,
do you even know where you are?
No, that's. I truly was like, guys, what are you? You didn't break up.
No one knew what was happening. Like, when he called her, he was like, what happened? Like, we were together and now you're gone. And she's like, I have to go. And then, like, hangs up. And I was like, wait, but where are you?
Yeah, like
are you together?
Yeah, right. And then she's like, when she's like, oh, I have to go. That was just it. And we were supposed to feel like, okay,
everything's over now.
We assume that. They are broken up.
What happens but is then, she sees Stan talking to Lucy on Lucy's first day when she gets mm-hmm. there. And she goes up. She's like, Stan is talking to that fucking slut over there in
yeah.
red. And she goes over and she's like, hi, what's going on here? And Stan gets like the tiniest bit flustered.
And she's like, I guess we're over there. Well, there was
yeah,
a thing where
like, yeah.
she walks up. She's like walking. She's walking. She's so graceful. She's walking. And then she like.
So graceful. She's walking.
Notices,
she's graceful. She's walking. She's
and
walking.
She
she's
notices and she's like, oh, thank goodness for my pageant training that I was able to not be thrown by this situation.
I cannot deal with that.
She's like
pageant training.
She's like,
I
in
forgot.
A microsecond, I took it all in. I looked her up and down, and then I kept walking.
My smile didn't even break its stride.
I cannot deal with that. And they've been together for years, and I thought literally, I'm like, you guys are in high school. I really thought like the author literally wrote. I'm gonna shit on this author. I'm so sorry.
No,
the author wrote, they had been together for years. How long? I'm really like I'm all about specifics, and like you're describing so many other things in detail. I want to know what do you mean? Like since elementary school? Like what?
Yeah. What does years mean?
They're like what?
They're how high, seniors.
Are
they're
they seniors?
Okay, so they're like 17.
Because her mom is getting her a beautiful outfit because it is her senior year after all.
So it's like years. All right.
Yeah.
Since you were 10?
Yeah,
since exactly.
Last year? What are you talking
years can
about?
Mean two.
Yeah.
Years can mean 10.
Yeah.
So, like, what?
I really was just like, I need you for these stakes to be as high as you want them to.
Yes.
I need to know how long they've actually been together. Like, I don't understand.
Because if you say years and you're an adult couple, I'll be like, I'm going to jump to four.
Yeah, yeah sure. That's a nice round.
But if you're in high school, it's like, you were 15? Like, I don't know.
I
Is
don't
it two
know.
Years?
That's
2 years.
I have
years
no idea.
It's bothersome to me that the author at no point specified, and it truly at one point just said they had been and considering they had been together for years. I was like, tell me.
Yeah.
So that stressed me out.
Yeah.
Because I spent some time, and then I thought, okay, keep reading. Just keep going. Just, don't get distracted.
Kygo is rolling with the bunches with this book.
Yeah.
I want to. Let me see if I can find that stupid.
Oh, her pageant training.
Their high school is called Eleanor Roosevelt High School. So when Dory says hello to Lucy, she goes, welcome to Ellie Roosevelt.
Yeah, she does say that. Also, specifically, she references in her pageant training, the thing that helps her not freak out is that she has experience walking up and down ramps.
Yeah, like that's the thing. And because if I could do that, I could do anything.
Yeah.
No, bitch, life's much harder than that. Ugh.
I was going up the steps of Eleanor Roosevelt High that morning. She saw the back of Stan's bomber jacket and headed toward it. But someone was already standing by Stan, smiling, hand on his sleeve. Dory hesitated only an instant. Years of walking up and down
what? Tiles.
It taught her how to recover from a stumble, after all. She even used the fractional pause to take it all in, and that blah, blah, blah. The girl gave off heat. Dory saw it all in an instant and kept walking up the stairs. It's like she forgot she had already said that.
Yeah. I know.
Well, that's what, yes. Who the fuck wrote this?
Also, head high, not looking down. She was so good at it that no one possibly could have noticed her pause and size up the girl on Stan's arm. And then she recognizes her from the skating rink. Da, da, da. Hello, Stan, said Dory. She cradled her elbows in her hands and waited. He jumped, gulped, and then stammered, Dory? I know, said Dory kindly. It's not every day I come to school. She waited again, and Stan seemed finally to regain control of his speech. Yeah, Dory, this is Lucinda. She's new. And then, oh, I do like the part where she says, next to Lucinda, she felt plain, sexless, boring.
Yep.
Yep.
But
sexless.
It's like, dude, but I'm trying to find the also, part where she decides they're broken up.
Also, oh, like, that's a while. It's, yeah. It's
no,
not.
No, it's like right here.
Yeah. Every day that, what does it say? It's not every day I come to school. Like, that's her quippy response.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I've so got smart. Something for you. Yeah. That's what?
Yeah. Like, she,
wow.
Her zingers are real disappointing.
I know.
It must be from all my years of answering pageant questions. I came up with that.
She
says, Lucy dropped Dory's hand, and Dory had to resist the urge to rub it against her skirt like some little kid. Stan stood there, torn, Dory thought, between loyalty and another big L word. She saved
Wait, what
him
was the L word? Lucinda?
Lucinda? Lust?
I was like, love? Oh,
I did not
Lucinda,
know.
Maybe it was Lucinda. I did have a moment
I
there,
circled
too.
That on
I thought
my
it was
picture.
Lust.
Yeah.
See you, she said and turned away, but not before she saw the quick look of relief in Stan's eyes. And the little smile curling the edge of Lucy's lips. She didn't see Lucy or Stan for the rest of the day. That is the thing that makes her decide we're over.
That's, yeah, because yeah. she doesn't see him.
Yeah, and that was
And then
it.
She just starts fucking everybody yeah. else. Everybody.
Yes. Also, except I felt like the most sexual chemistry was between her and fucking Lucinda.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, I yeah, was that's like, what I thought too.
I was like, dude, Lucy is going to seduce her.
I thought Lucy's that's what I was waiting for that. I was waiting for yeah. Lucy to get in those draws, and she didn't.
She didn't.
It was kind of
That would have been a much
yes.
better book.
It would have been a way yeah. better book.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. I was waiting for it, and what a disappointment. I was yeah. like, oh, when they.
Oh, good. It's a musical improv class.
the sounds are real in case I can confirm corroborate the fact that there are noises.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, what was it when they were riding in the car together and the fast turns and all that stuff? I was like, oh, yeah,
yes,
this is it. This is it. They're gonna go park by a cliff and make out. But
yeah, well, yeah, and there was because the tension kept like mounting. Like it was like first they were in the car together and then she shows her house, her like. Fancy penthouse apartment. It's like mm-hmm. beautiful. And
like
when
no parents,
and
all of a sudden it's like
it's like
movie with Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves.
Which one is that?
The Devil's Advocate.
Oh my god,
guys, I don't remember details.
Clearly, I didn't either. I was like, what's it called? It's got actors and there's a devil in it.
Well, like, I totally thought, like, so when she's like showing her around, and what the fuck is our main character's name?
Dory. That's how I'm
and,
saying it.
And Dory's like, she's like, oh my God, this is so nice. And Lucy's like, I thought you'd like it. I was like, oh, uh-huh, okay. Uh-huh. And then nothing. I was like,
yeah,
bummer.
Well, I mean, that was the subtext. I never thought that was going to pay off because it's not cool enough to do that.
Yeah.
But I did think it was going to be more of at least like a material seduction where it's like, look at all these like goods and services
yeah
yeah afford, and like yeah. oh, wear this slinky dress in my closet that just happens to fit you, and like, oh yeah, eat this caviar. I thought it was just gonna keep ratcheting
yeah.
up
yeah,
and it didn't.
Also, there's a high schooler that loves caviar and champagne.
I know.
Very funny.
Yes.
To me.
Like, yes,
I don't like either of those things. I'm a grown woman.
Yeah. That's because she's the devil.
Yeah,
it like felt
that's how
almost
you know she's the devil
because she likes that. It was like almost like Cruel Intentions to me. Like it
that's
was
what
very
I was getting.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I was getting that those like SMG vibes of like I'm mm-hmm. like this temptress, seductress person who like also is just in it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
but we didn't really get to explore Lucinda's character really at all.
I would have liked more experiences with Lucinda like that, but instead she just like goes home. Lucy gives her a mirror, and then like somebody dies.
Gwen dies. Although somebody attacks her first.
Dory. She keeps thinking there's a beast attacking her, but it turns out both times it was just Gwen.
Okay, that part
and
was
then Gwen
so
gets pushed down the stairs.
Who pushed Gwen? Like, I don't see that part was confusing to me.
And then Dory gets hit by a car and her face gets all fucked up. But when she looks in the mirror, she had been looking in the mirror and seeing a grotesque face.
Mm-hmm. She was scared.
But then after her face got all fucked up, when she looked in the mirror, it was a pretty face. And she sort of ends the book being insane, right?
Yeah, she's just like laughing. Mm-hmm. She's cackling. This and like looking into the mirror.
A supernatural book. It was a book about a woman who's a bitch and gets hit by a car.
Yeah. No, it was like, because that was the thing. Because it was just like weird, vague, like, movements during the attacks. Like, I was like, who's there? Like, what's happening? Like, I didn't.
It's like, did something rip up the arm?
Arm?
Yeah. And then she's like, blood, but then
there was no blood.
But then it was Gwen.
It was Gwen.
It was Gwen. Gwen used all the crazy costumes that Stan uses for his mascotting.
Yeah. So we are to believe that Dory was standing there. And she's like, oh my God, a beast with giant, terrible claws just ripped up my sleeve.
But when remember, in fact, it was dark. It was really dark.
That is very dark. And she got knocked to the ground.
And when it's dark, things always feel like claws.
Yeah.
Yeah, like metal claws. Everyone knows. And it's a beast.
That. Everyone knows
given.
That. But then it turns out it's Gwen in a tiger mascot suit.
Yes.
How do you confuse that with a literal tiger?
Easy, because Stan's costumes were so high class. Yes. Remember?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
It's they really were really easy, good. K-Tai. Like, these were things about, like, high end.
He's ordering from movie makers.
Right. Like, Lion King's getting remade. Yeah. Like, imagine those gladiators.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So this is a
one-man show. There's level.
Like, there's, like, pyrotechnics happening. It's one guy. He's covered in sweat. He's, like,
it's
trying to set up all of his
Spider-Man
things.
Turn off the dark. People are dying.
But just with everything done by one person.
One guy. Fucking Stan.
That's so Stan is busy. And Stan is too much. I did not like Stan. Stan was a dud, and also like when the football team won.
Oh yeah,
he pouted because they didn't win enough.
Yeah,
yeah. I was like, what a little bitch. Like,
I know.
He was like, shut up. And I did. That's one moment where I appreciated Dory being like, she essentially told him to shut up. I can't. Like, she was like, we did win. We won.
Yeah,
we won. Yeah. It's over. Like, shut up. And I was like, thank you.
Thank you, Dory.
Yeah. She's like, all history cares about is. That is who won, not by how much.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like,
nobody's
and she's like,
fucking remember.
Yeah.
Ever. It's a high school football game.
So at the party, though, I mean, she grinds up on.
Oh, that's at the
like
party
five
after
or six
Lucy's
different guys.
Arrival.
This is after Lucy. And oh my gosh, there's punch.
There is punch. And it tastes like gasoline to Dory at first.
Oh,
I
know.
It tastes like gasoline.
Yeah. It's not. Punch.
Just punch. Yeah.
And also, of course, and fucking
what's always a tip off is if something is alcohol is if it tastes like alcohol.
And then you know.
So Lucy like comes up and she's like, I got punch, you want them? And at first Dory's like, no, thank you. And Gwen's like, I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna drink some. I think the worst move in this book is that Dory leaves her fucking friend.
Oh, yeah.
Who is wasted at
she
this party.
She sees her, like, barely standing up against the wall.
She's, like holding on the wall with her forehead.
Here's
like,
my thing. These girls are like, we want to go to this party. So Dory's like, I'm going to spend the night at your house, Gwen. Well, Gwen's parents are chill and don't care if they go to the party. Dory's parents do. So she spends the night at Gwen's and is like, we're going to go to this party and your parents are going to be cool about it. But they don't ever establish like who's going to be the tame designated driver. So it's like you have all this planned out. But like, and I don't, it's not to be like soapboxy about like drunk driving, but I'm like, I feel like normally people would think like,
you would ask
partiers like
exactly.
would decide that.
You would decide.
You would. I think
even as teenagers.
Yes, especially. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were both like, yeah, let's get drunk, and then I'm gonna leave my friend who's shit faced.
I'm gonna go off with this guy.
With this guy that I'm not really that interested in.
Like, and the book is very explicit Like, they definitely fucked.
Oh, they fucked.
They fucked. Did they she fucked. Lose her virginity to Randy?
I don't know.
Was she fucking Stan? Would you fuck Stan? No.
No.
I can see
years though.
I can see no mind years, of years, her years. Own Dory doing it, maybe.
Okay.
Or it's like, my mom wants me to fuck Stan.
Oh my God.
That's right. That's right. Well, because her
mom.
Her mom is weird. That interaction with the mom was so weird. When the mom comes in and is like, hi, can I come in? And Dory's like, I just like went out with Stan. And she's like, well. There's going to be guys in your future. Anyway, good night. And like, just like, yeah. I was like, what is
like,
that?
He's good for now.
Lucy telling Dory's mom to close the door. Like, I wish a little bitch would come into my house and tell me if I was a mother, be like, yeah, can you close the door on your way out? What?
No, my mom be like, excuse
and then she
me?
She does yeah. it.
She does
Are
it.
Are you kidding me? I was like what in the world?
Yeah. Okay. And the mom just like looks stern but does not frown because frowns make wrinkles.
Yes, yeah. What is it called? The wrinkle squad? Called
yeah, called the wrinkle squad.
It's not even it's not a clever catchphrase.
No.
Like, it's not, it doesn't roll off the tongue easy. I can't remember what it was. It was like, time to call the wrinkles. But no, I'm making it sound better than it is.
It's like, call up the wrinkle police or something yes. like not, it's not yeah. clever and it's just stupid.
There is like, the ghost of a better story in this
yeah.
of like a girl mm-hmm. with a really controlling pageant mom who only values herself by her looks and then like gets everything she thinks she wants
mm-hmm.
only to discover like that makes her a monster.
Yeah.
That is better. Not happening. No.
And part. Like that, like every pursuit of the things that she wants are actually like locking into place her fate
mm-hmm.
to like basically lose it all.
Yeah.
But that's not really.
There's not enough supernatural shit happening with that magical mirror.
No.
It's basically just a mirror.
It's just a mirror
until the end.
It's a mirror with like creatures on it on the back.
Yeah. And they're supposed to be like, this really is like devil's advocate from what I remember that
well, it's like get all the things you want but you're like selling
you
out
keep and you keep seeing signs that the person is really Satan and not just this like
well also doesn't he say he's Satan
person
at some
eventually.
Point yeah but
remember.
So Lucy never says she's Satan although no. she is
yeah
it would have been like subtlety is nice. But she needed to establish a little more than
yes,
she was
I think
Satan.
So. I was waiting for like the ball to drop, mm-hmm. the shoe to drop, whatever, something to drop.
Yeah.
And be like, look, okay, I'm Satan. I came from hell.
Yeah.
And this is what my mission and my purpose. Because otherwise I was just like, okay, we can gather that she's the devil. But like, I don't know. Do we want to touch on that a little bit?
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, so I nothing was even like it's hinted at, sure. But then she just leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And then... we're left with Dory just, laughing yeah. into the mirror. And then you're like, wait, so then what? This and, isn't, it's not one of those that I'm like, ooh, I love that I don't know what happened. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did this happen? There's like one part of the book where I was like, oh, I think this is going to be a good book.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't.
Gotcha.
It was, yeah. Mm-hmm, bait and switch. So it's when she gets home from the party and her mom is being all weird about Stan. Like, he's very nice. He has a bright mm-hmm. future. After her mother left, Dory turned out her bedside light. Her pink and silver room faded into shadows. Restless, Dory got up and went over to the window. The moon was almost full, lopsidedly round like a fat man's stomach. It was sailing belly first into the tattered clouds. As it flickered in and out, it seemed to Dory to have a reddish glow. The moon is just reflected light, said Dory aloud. Then she thought, that's what I am too, just reflected light, the reflection of my parents. I don't really know who I am at all. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, that seemed okay. pretty good. I
and
like
then
the
it
moon
didn't
thing.
Keep that up.
No, not
at all.
No.
Then it was like, she never seemed like a victim after that. Like, she kind of seems like a victim right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But then
and
she's
then never
just
again,
mean.
Then she's just a fucking bitch.
Bitch, yeah.
Also,
yeah.
like, the whole. Like,
I don't like her.
Yeah.
Because she's a bitch.
I didn't like her. And the thing. So, Lucy, like, the point where, like, Lucy starts to, like, infect Dory is when she's like, don't you want to start doing things for yourself? You're too nice. And like, so we are being told as a reader that she was too nice, but she like wasn't too nice. Yeah, like, she was mean.
Yeah, she was a always pageant a bitch. Girl who had her life outlined for her, but she wasn't nice and like a people pleaser. I feel like she's always kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
So it was like it couldn't decide whether it wanted to be a book about a girl who's like the victim of her circumstances and her parents who didn't really know who she was, who got like seduced by the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Or the story of a girl who was always a bitch. And then she got what she deserved.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Also, like, the physics in this book were so confusing. Like, I, like, didn't know where people were in relation to each other in, like, half the scenes. Like, mm-hmm. when there's, like, a point where one of the guys comes up and he, like, leans on her and they're talking. And then she, like, leans back into him to be sexy. But, like, up to that point, I thought they were facing each other. So then I was confused and I was like, wait, so... they're having a conversation, literally, like, they're stand spooning, and he's, like, talking to her? Like, it was very, like, weird.
It's never a good sign when you're reading a book, and you stop to go, wait, where are people standing?
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. I didn't know where anyone was.
Yeah.
I had no idea where people were.
Lots of points of confusion in the book, I would say. So Gwen falling down the stairs... I'm imagining that happened when she disappeared, like she was out of Dory's sight, but she was out of Dory's sight before Dory left. So it was like, when did she fall down the stairs? Gwen, like that's
Was it Dory that killed her?
I
didn't know.
Gwen attacked her.
Right.
And Dory just like pushed her away.
Right.
And she fell down the stairs
and died.
And then didn't say anything.
Yeah, she died.
But it's trying to act. The book is reading as though like she just straight up killed a person. It's like she
self-defense.
Yeah. Well, and then also
her best friend was attacked. This is the second time.
Yeah. Well, and that was the thing too, where it was like it was hinted that this was like a supernatural occurrence, right?
Yeah.
Like that this like beast specter is attacking her. And she like even looks down at the figure that's like hunched at the foot of like has been pushed down the stairs, and she's like, I wonder if anyone else sees that. And then leaves. And it's like, does anyone else see that?
Yeah, or are you just... Yeah, I did. I was so unclear on it.
It was so unclear.
Yeah, I don't... But then also... I can't remember who it was that was like reacting so poorly to her being like, Stan attacked me. I can't remember what it was.
Oh,
it just seemed unbalanced.
It was Gwen.
Okay, Gwen attacked her, right?
Right.
And Gwen was like, you can't say that about him. You can't say that about him. No, I won't let you. I just didn't understand. I feel like now knowing it was her, whatever, I still feel like her response was incongruent to like what Dory was saying. She's like, Stan did this. Just
Why would you, if your best friend, like you're not dating Stan yet, or mm-hmm.
They were like passing each other little love notes and stuff.
Oh yeah. So but it still doesn't justify her best friend going like, Stan attacked me, and the best friend going, no, he didn't.
Yeah,
like that doesn't make
why
any
she
sense.
Gaslighting
why wouldn't
her?
She be like, whoa, what do you mean?
Yeah, because knowing that she did it herself, I just
then
was like,
sense,
yeah,
but
you cannot say that about him. No, it just felt very like a strange response to me.
Yeah,
I didn't quite get that. And then like stealing like her notebook, and then Gwen literally needing Dory to say, I saw in your notebook where you wrote like how much you love Stan.
Yeah,
and I was
that
like,
was
you,
crazy.
Wouldn't you have like put it together? I would have been like got home that day if I was going to be like, oh fuck, Dory has my notebook.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's the thing, right? And especially because it's like, how could she have given her that fucking notebook?
Here's my fucking love letter to Stan notebook.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
an entire page
just give
that
it back
says
to me before the test.
I love Stan. She has a whole fucking page where she's written I love Stan over and over again.
And like you
don't remember?
Yeah, come on,
what
come
an
on.
Idiot.
And also, this is the beginning of your relationship, so of course you remember everything about everything you're doing with this guy.
Also, you're 17. Are you really going to be writing I love Stan over and over again?
Over and over again in your notebook.
Like, you are in arrested development.
Also, like, what was Carol's deal? I didn't
know. Oh, yeah. Like, she was like the funny one.
She was the funny one. But then at the end, she was like peering at Dory, and there's like, she felt, Dory felt like Carol was watching her. So
yeah.
Like,
what was with that? I didn't get what was going on with Carol.
I truly did not. I mean, they were really trying to make a thing of it at the end. It was like, she could feel Carol watching her, and Carol was like, Carol was being weird to her, but yeah, not because she thought she killed. It was like this very strange thing at the funeral.
Yes. Yes. Right. Okay. Cause so Carol's like, and I can't remember if her name's Carol, but I know it starts with a C.
It was like, oh, let's go there together.
So
let's
she's like
to the funeral together.
Yeah. She's like, ugh, did you hear about how what's her name died? And she's like, yeah, I heard about it. And she's like, okay, well, let's go to the funeral together. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I never like know what to wear to these things. Do I look weird? And Dory is like, you look fine. And then they go to the funeral. And then what happens at the funeral? Remember, she's like, I'm not really here. This isn't really happening. And then she's like,
oh, then she has a dream that she's in a casket.
Or yeah.
Is that later that night? I can't remember if that was later that night she had a dream. Dory, what a mess. Kate Dye's face is like the funniest thing ever, because you're like, what a mess is all your face.
Like, I was like, did that happen?
Yeah.
No, there also, is like, this is another. So we read this book called The Perfume. Mm-hmm. That at some point in it, it was basically like tipping its hand and showing like, you get it. It's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Ugh. While also criticizing that story as being not that great.
Oh, really?
And then being just a shit book.
Yeah.
Itself. And I was like, what? And so then this was like, oh, I'm basically like writing a new Dorian Gray.
Well, it was kind of that.
And she outright outright brings it up.
Oh, Oscar and Wilde. Then, yes.
Yeah.
She does. And she's like, thank God I don't have to read
the
this.
The Portrait of Dorian Gray, which this is. Thinks it is with the whole
it's
mirror
kind of
thing
that.
Taking on her ugliness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's also just like sort of foreshadowing.
Right.
So it's not like every time, if it had been every time she looks in the mirror, she gets a little uglier to herself, while in the outside world, she gets prettier and prettier. Mm-hmm. And then by the end, when she's, when her face gets all fucked up in the car accident, and then she's like just as pretty in the mirror, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool story, cool choice. That is like the portrait of Dorian Gray, but or the picture of Dorian Gray?
Portrait.
But I feel like at some point this book did the same thing. Maybe it was just the, oh, I'm so glad I don't have to read
it was that,
that dumb book.
She's like, I didn't want to read it.
But again, I was like, why are we disparaging the book that we're copying that is much better than we are?
I know. Also, there was like weird like reference to like, Snow White type stuff with like the evil witch type stuff where it was like, remember when she's like, I'm really fond of apples. I was like, huh?
That I was waiting for
this. Oh, I thought that was just the Satan
temptress. The serpent. Yeah, like, that's what I thought too.
Oh, biblical.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I get it. I get it.
Yes. I feel like, how
it's the picture of Dorian Gray.
Picture.
Sorry.
Oh, I thought it. We were all on board for portrait.
Sorry. Thank you.
But, I thought with like Randy, she was like desperate to break up with him in front of everyone. Like that was like her big.
Yes.
What did Randy do to her?
What did he ever do to you? You stupid bitch.
You bitch. Yeah. I was like, truly, I was like, wait, you're like, I can't. That's going to be the best part of the night is breaking up. Why?
It's so
and then
weird.
Also, then like other people were like, hey, Randy's like not a good person. Like anyone will tell you that. Like you better be careful. But then we never learn any details about that.
Yeah.
And we don't see any evidence that he's bad. He just seems horny.
Just seems like lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she's so dead set on embarrassing Mary publicly, even though Mary also never did anything to her. I mean, she wasn't
like,
nice.
Mary
to her,
looked
but,
at
like,
her
oh,
funny
well.
In the cafeteria.
Yeah, that one
was,
time.
Like,
I remember.
Yeah,
Mary
that one time they stared at each other.
They stared at each other.
And
that
so she.
I didn't get the whole drama with that. I was like, okay, they're looking at each other.
Okay, yeah.
And then. So it's like, oh, I know how to enact my revenge. And it's like, oh, I know what dress you're wearing. So I'm going to make sure that you sort of step on your own dress and twirl.
And I'm going to kicky foot
off.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, that's not a plan.
That's not a plan at all. No. I was waiting for her to ruin the alteration.
Yes.
Take the dress.
That's what I thought.
I was like, that's
that.
Yeah.
I
you
thought know, she was going to rig the dress somehow.
Yeah, it's days from the dance. Take the dress.
Yes.
Spill something on the dress. Do anything.
Like, literally anything to the dress. Instead, she waits for chance.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And then, like,
there's
loops
no
her
guarantee.
Toe in the thing. And it's like,
oh, yeah,
and, like,
that's
twirls.
What she does. She, she digs her heel into it and she herself twirls because she like comments when she sees the dress to the saleswoman. She's like, wow, that looks like it's just one big piece of fabric. Mm-hmm. The saleswoman goes, yeah.
As all dresses are.
Yeah, that's how dresses are.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there, what was the moment in there when she does actually, she made a comment about Mary's lingerie. I don't remember what it was.
I thought that was so fucking nude funny. Panties. She's like, she wasn't even wearing anything cute. She was wearing like nude underwear.
Yeah, and like pantyhose. Beige. Ugh.
It was just her plain old beige underwear.
Yeah, I was like,
Jesus.
And this like poor girl, yeah, she's like,
she
kind.
Didn't know you were going to fucking strip her naked in front of the rest of the school.
It is with magic
or whatever.
So I was like building this theory that then gets destroyed by the end of the book, but it, where it was like, so she gets this mirror, right? And as she like every act of like bitchery she does like makes her makes her more beautiful, and then like transfers beauty or like her ugliness to this like creature mirror. In the mirror.
Yeah.
And because the creature does get like grosser and grosser as she looks at it. She's like, so disgusting.
Oh, really?
Yes. It gets like scarier and grosser and rotten.
Oh,
more.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So then she's like, so I was like, oh, maybe that's it. But then it doesn't, none of it matters because she gets hit by a car.
I thought for a while what I thought was happening was that whatever she was seeing in the mirror was then attacking her. Mm-hmm. In real life.
I thought that too. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
no.
But no, that wasn't. But there were so many things that could have happened in this book that yeah. I just feel like truly it was like, okay, if we go down this road and we decide this thing, great. Like if it is that she looks in the mirror and she gets uglier because she's becoming an uglier person on the inside, like, okay, great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great. I can track that. That works. Mm-hmm. But I did not understand what the author was trying to achieve here as far
no.
as I did.
I
was
she really, didn't either.
Yeah, I was That's really, really unclear. I was like, yeah. I don't know what you're trying to teach or show.
Exactly. I was like, what are you trying to say
yeah,
by
the
this? Because like, there is no lesson.
Yeah, and it felt like the author was trying to say something.
Yeah,
and
it seemed like a message yeah. was in there, but the message was basically like, pretty people are bitchy.
Yeah.
And exactly.
Pretty people have
Claxon
morals.
Claxon was the photographer.
I forgot about that guy.
Claxon.
Totally forgot about Claxon.
Like, very clearly a gay guy.
Yeah, very clearly.
Like, Claxon was honestly really interesting. I perked up.
Yeah, I was interested too. I was like, oh, this new life.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you, the photographer. It's like Claxon doesn't take pictures of people unless he like thinks they're going to be something.
He doesn't do beauty queens. Yeah. That's what he's. And finally, he's going to take pictures of her. Because she's wearing that white number.
The Neon Demon?
No.
No.
It was that movie with Elle Fanning where she's like this new innocent come to Los Angeles and like the whole modeling world is like tripping over itself because she's mm-hmm. like the new thing. And she's a lovely girl and all, but what? and then all these older models are like flipping their shit over her being mm-hmm. the new thing. Even though, again, lovely girl, but they are like fucking drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
So the whole time I'm going, I don't fully buy this, but yeah. Okay. And it's mostly like a mood movie anyway. Mm-hmm. I think it's by the guy who did Drive with
I think it is. I think you're right.
Gosling. Derek C. in France. Was that, did Derek do that?
No.
The director? I don't know. Derek maybe didn't do Drive. Never mind. He did Blue Valentine and Place Beyond the Pines.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, not that but, guy. This is like a no.
Nicholas Winding.
Nicholas. Yes,
Refn.
That guy. So it's just, it's very much like a mood and visual and tone.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end, they kill her and eat. They literally eat her.
What?
To like take on her beauty.
What?
And then at the end, they're like, so they've gotten everything they wanted, but then like one of them goes crazy about what they did and it like kills herself maybe. Mm-hmm. And then the last one standing is like, no, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. But then she starts feeling sick on a shoot. She's like, please excuse me. I have to go to the restroom.
She barf
real quick.
Up like 10 fingers.
And she barfs up an eyeball.
Ew!
And it stayed whole in her body for that long.
And then I think she does something insane. I don't think this is what happens, but it does get graphic. So maybe this is what happens. But I feel like she then tries to cut Elle Fanning out of her stomach. Or something like that.
And she's not fine.
And then like she does. And then I think she's just like lying in her guts and she's like, oh good, I feel better. And that's the end of the movie.
What? Oh my God.
Well, so like
I'm feeling much better now.
This is sort of like trying to be that like dark and weird and statement about beauty, but it's just like having three different ideas up in the air and landing none of them.
And like I wanna know just so many this like loose ends. Like,
yeah.
I want to know, did Lucy get that job? What was really the job?
Yes.
Like, what I did, that was just, like,
was it even real?
Fuck shit up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's just the devil. Yeah. She's Satan.
Do you guys remember when she gets that like white romper thing and she's like, it makes me feel innocent and kinky.
Oh, like, what? What?
I did not remember that. Thank you for returning, guys.
You're welcome.
So now a dress for the dance. This is great. And then,
I'm going to wear a hot like, red number, long sleeves and all the way down. Nothing I would normally wear.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I guess. Right, I mean, like, we don't know enough about you to care.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I only know that because you're telling me.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And then her dad, like.
Oh my God, her dad!
Her dad was, that was really wild.
He's a gardener.
Yeah, he's a gardener.
Oh yeah, he's only interested in gardens.
Yeah, and like never looks up from whatever he's reading.
Oh, so depressing.
I was like, and then they have a housekeeper.
Oh yeah.
Not there on the weekends though.
Yeah. And that was like the family dynamic thing was weird too, because I also, so they seemed to be like really rich, right?
Right.
But then like, I don't know. I mean, maybe they're just old money, but like, I don't know what the mom did for work. And the dad hangs out in his greenhouse just all day.
Agreed. Well, just why that whole little thing about like, was this Mrs. Bocamp? I might have made that up.
Yeah. Is that no, I think that's her name.
It was something with a B, it's a C in there. But working only during the week is like, well, your parents aren't working. So when you say that, I imagine like, okay, because mom and dad are home on Saturday and Sunday and like holding down the fort. But I'm like, they're home all the time.
They're always home. They're always home.
They're home constantly. All the time.
Yeah, they really, like, I'm just like, okay, so I don't understand why Mrs. Bocamp gets the weekends off.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, why not give her a nice midweek break?
Yeah, okay, maybe they're decent, yeah.
But like, it is, yeah, because the mom... What is the mom doing all the time? Just like being beautiful.
She's like staring at herself.
Yeah. Just like looking out a bay window.
Eating the eyeballs of various Fanning sisters.
And then the dad is like puttering around and is, that's right. Did you notice the like weird, like kind of derision towards like being green and like vegetarian and that kind of thing, because she hates Gwen for being vegetarian.
Oh yeah, for being vegetarian. Yes, I do.
She says that she's eating a sprout and whatever sandwich.
Oh my,
so funny.
I did think that was funny.
That was pretty funny. I was like, oh, that's that's the cleverest thing you said this whole damn book.
Yeah. That is interesting. I forgot that part. I was like, yeah, what was your whole? She was like, so hostile about it.
Yeah, it was weird. And then like. Oh, and then the mirrors. And remember, like, her whole room is covered in mirrors, and the table is a mirror, and, like, everything in the house is mirrors, and she's, like,
mirror,
constantly...
Mirror everywhere, mirror, not a drop to drink.
Mirrors. Classic. It's my favorite nursery rhyme. And she, like, keeps smiling at herself, like, she's already crazy before Lucy comes in. She's, like, mesmerized by her own reflection in the breakfast table. And she's like, oh. And then her mom's talking. And then she smiles at her own reflection and then looks up at her mom and smiles. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Also said not the best angle. It's like, it's not actually meant for looking at yourself. It's like, it's a decoration. No, of course, that's not a good angle for anyone.
No.
Why are you fucking
like,
looking?
Mirrors 101. Yes. Don't look in a mirror when it's
not
below
the best
you.
Angle. I know. She's like, oh, so not
And then
flattering.
There was like a weird moment for me where her dad like finally did look up towards the end of the book or something. He's like, oh, you look beautiful.
And oh yeah,
like, what's this? What? Okay.
I was like, oh no, is this gonna be weird?
That's what I was curious for, but then I didn't understand. I'm like, okay, what does that signify? Was that to tell us like, guys, I mean, she was killing it on this day?
No,
it was supposed to just mark that like she was getting more and more beautiful and nobody could quite put their finger on it.
Yeah,
but to do that with the like dad who's so checked out of her life.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, even
man, be like, hot daughter.
Hey, what's up with you? You're prettier than usual. Okay, bye.
And he was even like, managed to be rude about that because he's like,
yeah,
he's like, oh, you look really pretty. I've never seen you look this beautiful. And she's like, oh my God, thank you. And then he's like, that's not necessarily a good thing. And she's like, all right, fine, bye.
Like, no, I guess this is why I'm like this.
Yeah, yeah, she's like, you're why I'm like this.
Oh my gosh.
I needed that and you gave it and then you took it away.
And the dad, because yeah, the dad, there is a line in the book. I got distracted. I don't care about the dad anymore. There's a line in the book where she
I
is
feel
like
we are done with the dad, yeah, we're done. So don't worry about it.
He is so Dory is like thinking very dismissively about Randy, like Randy wanting her, and she's like, oh well, he's just hot dogging. And I was like, what is that? What is hot dogging?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Explain. What
never
is
heard
it?
Of it?
Never heard. I like. I have not heard of it before or after reading this book.
Hot dogging.
He's just hot dogging. I was like, what does that mean?
What does it? Can we
I have never heard.
Yeah, Urban Dictionary hot
but
dogging.
I immediately understood what that.
Like,
means.
Is he just bopping just around? Like,
he's just hot dogging. He's just like, yeah, just fucking whatever.
Is that what that means?
I felt like it
think
was
it's
like
just like yeah,
getting not, like just bopping around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like laying his pipe everywhere.
Yeah. Hot dogging. Okay. Like a penis.
He's just putting that dog in that okay, bun wherever guys. He can.
He's just trying out different size buns.
Okay, well, hot dogging, top definition on Urban Dictionary is hot dogging is when a male rubs his penis between another male.
It can't be this.
I'm not kidding. This is the most ranked, highest ranked definition of hot dogging on Urban Dictionary. Okay. When a male rubs his penis between another male or female's butt cheeks without penetrating the anus.
Okay. So this book takes a huge turn. She's like, he's just rubbing his dick in between someone's butt cheeks without penetration.
You know, hot dogging.
Oh my God.
I would have so much respect for this book if that's what it was doing.
No, wait, but seriously, that's the top definition. The second top definition. Guys, when a male places his dick or wiener between a female's butt cheeks or buns and thrusts without penetration.
Okay, I do like dick entry. Or wiener.
Guys, that's second. Third entry. I'm sorry, we're on this. Is the pseudo-sexual act of placing the penis between the butt cheeks. The penis being the hot dog and the butt cheeks being the bun.
Oh, thank you.
There's no intercourse and usually no ejaculation. This is mainly a comical practice and usually enjoyed by the giver more than the receiver.
Why? Why was this entered multiple times?
Fourth highest, when a man sticks his wiener between a girl's buns, which resembles a hot dog. Okay, I think we could just,
oh,
I think
man.
That is like that's 100% like all of them.
So I think we've like figured out what hot dogging is.
Okay.
Like,
the sixth definition, when a naked male gets a boner and sandwiches it between his also naked partner's ass cheeks, thus forming a hot dog. Yeah.
Well, so this one is more specific in that everybody has to be naked.
Naked.
You can't, no shirts.
No shirts.
That makes sense because, like, you can't be wearing jeans and do that.
You can't because then it's just, well, what would
then
it
you're
be?
Just jean dogging it.
It's a tamale because it's wrapped in a husk.
Or a pig in a blanket.
Oh, pig in a blanket. It's like softer.
I mean, wow. So that's a hot dogging.
That's what the book
so
meant.
That's what she meant.
That's what she meant.
She was like, he's just all over town.
Yes, yeah, just hot dogging.
Just stick. It's, you know what? It's more pleasurable for the giver than
oh
the receiver.
Oh my gosh. Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be.
It has to be. Just like for, yeah, I guess so. I don't have a penis, so I can't.
Yeah.
Can you believe we'll never get to hot dog?
And we'll never get to hot dog. We'll never get to give hot dog. We can only receive hot dog. R.I.P. our future of being able to give hot dog.
Oh my goodness.
Pouring out.
Oh gosh.
So sad.
Good moments in here.
I hit my headphones on the mic. Had to reposition.
I mean, man. And then like what was Corbin's appeal? Because Corbin was kind of
He was tall, dark, and handsome. He was
Yeah, but
mysterious.
He wasn't gonna like do anything. He wanted to stay with Mary. Like this whole,
yeah, know? All he did was like he winked at her once. And he like looked at her another time. He like looked at her another time. There was a lot of like looking. Everyone's looking at each other in this stupid book.
Fuck Dory for being like How dare you, Mary? I'll enact my revenge at prom. When, like,
yeah,
Mary's crime was giving her a look like, bitch, quit being thirsty for my boyfriend. Yes. Back it up.
Yes, yeah. Which is very reasonable.
Which is within her rights.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't understand. But also, I mean,
I have done such a look.
Yeah.
Sure.
Many times.
I once.
Was it on the same person? Yes.
Ooh, did that person get the message?
No. Of course they don't. They never get the
okay,
message.
Okay. On the count of three, we're all going to say the full name of the person we think it is.
Okay. Great. Well, great. I've got my answer. Are you ready?
Okay, locked
okay,
and loaded.
Okay.
What?
Wait. Shit. Okay.
I'm going to say the real person.
Okay. You are?
You're going to have to block it out. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we'll just, like, bleep it. I want to know the real person.
I want to know the real person. Okay. Can you, like, blink it at us in Morse code? Who it is?
Yes. I definitely know Morse code.
But she also is doing that thing where she'll, like hold the arm of him, like, around them to be like, hi, this is my person. Like, can you please back up?
Can you get your own person, please?
What is the thing with everyone cupping people's elbows?
Cupping the elbows.
I was so confused.
I was, like, literally, like, trying to
do it. Me too.
Yeah, she's cupping her own elbows.
Yeah, but sometimes they were cupping each
other's
elbows.
Yeah, and Randy cups her elbows when he's doing that. So this was the confusing thing for me.
Fuck?
When they're, like, dry humping in the hallway,
it's just
basically.
It's just called crossing your arms.
It's just called crossing your arms. It's just...
But then how do you cut you you're cupping someone else's elbow?
So then you go like...
So then like you guys can't see, but I'm going to look at Ego and Kelly very menacingly while I'm cupping my elbows.
Okay.
She's angry. It's very menacing. I feel scared.
She looks like a character from Hey Arnold. I feel like someone...
Yes.
Maybe Olga,
or like Doug.
Helga. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Helga.
Pataki. Was that her name? Helga Pataki.
I didn't watch Hey Arnold. It was like good. Just after my time.
Okay, see. That was my jam. I don't have too many. But I have, now that I think about it, guys, now that we're touching on cupping, mm-hmm. elbows. Mm-hmm. I did have
Look
a man
cupping on Urban Dictionary.
cupping. Oh gosh,
I'm sure that'll turn.
I don't even want to know. Cupping of elbows. I had a man, a 30-something year old man, was cupping my elbows over the summer. Now I remember we were at a bar.
Was the positioning of the both of you?
Is he facing you?
He's facing me.
Huh?
And
okay.
Yes,
that was a surprise. I didn't see that coming.
We're facing each other. Hold on. Okay, I'm trying to picture him cupping. Yeah, and it was like, do you want to get something to drink? And he cupped my elbows. Like, so I'm going to do it on K-Tai. So I don't, and she looks like she's in a handcuff.
Yeah.
She literally looks,
okay so I'm like,
you're just standing at the, and he's like, get something to drink.
Oh, it is so uncomfortable. It is so weird.
But we're both so creepy. Yeah, K-Tai's like, what are you doing?
So it is a weird move.
Yeah, I did have a man cup
That's
my elbows.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine that ever being my instinct to draw someone in.
Here's the thing. I feel like more of the time, you're just going just general back of the arm. If you're going to be holding someone facing you, you're more likely to hold here than to cup underneath.
It's
so strange.
I'm going to go home and truly look up if what that means, because I bet you it's something. We can, okay, yeah. I bet you it's something. Cupping elbows is something. And it's like it's supposed to send some kind of message.
Oh, it's another hot dogging.
Yeah, like hot dogging.
In the meantime, I will tell the tale of how when me and my college roommate Anna went on a road trip to visit both of our families. Over spring break, I think, like, first we went and we stayed with her family in Petaluma, and then we went and stayed with my dad and stepmother in Reno when they were still together. And I had had all sorts of, like, lovely little tidbits about Rose over the years. And we go there, and in the back of my mind, I was like, she's probably going to be, like, seem so normal to Anna, and I'm going to look like a jackass. And then we're at the table, we're eating lobster.
Oh, it's no big deal.
Which, like,
caviar,
I don't like,
champagne,
and I've
lobster.
Done maybe twice. Yeah. And then Lucy's pouring a glass of champagne. And I can't remember the circumstances or the moment. I don't know if Rose was, like, serving the food or my dad was serving the food, but she started kissing his elbow.
Ew.
And then she went, wow, I've never really explored this part of you. And
no,
Instead of being like, no, I went, yay,
she did it. She did the trick that I told. Oh. And I was like, you see.
Oh, you were so excited.
This is
Rose.
I told you. I was like, thank you.
Oh my God.
I was so confused. She's like, oh, I'm not that familiar with this part of you or something like that.
Oh my God. It was
bananas.
That's crazy.
Insane.
Oh, bless you, Rose.
Oh.
Okay, so I found one entry about it. Everything else is about cupping, which okay. I didn't want to go into. So, okay, it's a Ask Meta filter.
Okay.
Someone writes in, body language, cupping hands under another's elbows? I'm wondering what is the interpretation when one cups both their hands under another's elbows? I am a kinesthetic, physically expressive woman who recently did this to convey reassurance and affection and to command attention as I was saying something serious and heartfelt to the other person, a man who is a friend. I'm familiar with this movement.
Side note.
I'm familiar with this movement and these feelings as hands under elbows was often used in my family. But now I'm wondering how the feelings I intended to convey were interpreted by the other person.
Like,
top rated response.
Like, am I a sexual harasser?
Yeah, exactly.
Top rated response. I'm confused about your description of this gesture. I know you're anonymous, but could you possibly get in touch with me to clarify what you're talking about? What I think I'm reading is this. You're standing across from somebody face to face. The other person has his or her arms folded with elbows bent naturally in front of his or her body. You extend your hands, palms up, and grab the other person's elbows. Is this right?
Oh my gosh. Do you think they got in touch?
That was the exact conversation we just had of like, all right, where are you positioned in respect to one another?
Now it's making me wonder, was I standing with my arms crossed? I don't think so.
And then a bunch of other people say, is he facing you, arms at his sides? Everyone's confused about the physics of this. Like,
oh my gosh.
The initial post of this woman is so delightfully insane.
I know.
Yeah. No, I'm a kinesthetic, highly expressive touch person.
Uh-huh.
Is this person's name Rose?
Everyone. One response. Cupping anything is an incredibly intimate gesture.
Oh my gosh, anything. But think about it. It's not true, wrong. Though.
It's true. Yeah. If you are like needing to bring your hand fully around any part of a person's body, you're like, it's very touching.
Didn't we read a book recently where a dude was like cupping a girl's face?
Touching her face. Why?
What was that?
Someone like grabs both sides of a person's face and it's completely unnecessary.
It's like, why? Where?
I hate that. I don't know what book you're talking about, but truly my nightmare.
I really don't like someone touching my face.
Don't touch my face.
Like, I am instantly like,
a girl.
Yeah.
From maybe an older guy.
Oh, shit. I was almost there. Is he a cop? Is he?
Oh. Mm.
Okay, it wasn't Halloween, was it? No. Not the Halloween books. Was it in Jay's? No, it wasn't
Jay's. It definitely wasn't Jay's.
What was before that? Was it in Sleep Valley?
No, because we just talked about that.
Did Adam cup anyone's face? Maybe. Did Silver cup someone's face?
Maybe. No.
I feel like it's not that. It has to be one of the other ones.
I don't know. You just edited that, so I feel like you would remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I go, we can't remember all these books that you weren't on the podcast
exactly
for.
And I can't chime in, but even if I didn't read the book, I wouldn't even be able to tell you because I don't remember a lot of details. I just read this book, Mirror Mirror. I just read, so everything's fresh. But even still, some of the stuff you guys are reminding me.
If a microphone had been placed in front of me and somebody was like, oh, you have to do the podcast by yourself this time, I would have been like, there's a girl, she's pretty, she's mean, somebody dies, and then at the end she's like laughing at herself in a mirror. What are people's names?
Dory possibly Dor.
I think
Dore.
I'll just say her name is Doris. So interpret that as you will. And that would have been the end of the podcast. Only because you guys are here talking about it where I'm like, oh, right.
What else happened in this book?
The cupping thing is so funny that everybody was like, wait, what?
And then I kept being like, what is that?
Yeah. I didn't understand that cupping thing. Everyone's funny. Doing it in the book, though.
Everyone does it.
Right over it.
Yeah, really?
So I was whatever, bothersome. Just get through it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I get that.
So, like, the cupping situation that happens with her and Randy is he cups her elbows, and this was when I was shocked that he ended up being behind her. So then he was, like, holding.
The real issue is like how high up you have to be, like.
And it's not touching
hiking up your shoulders.
I just had to like reiterate cupping. It's not touching.
You're literally like holding the weight of it in your hands.
You're placing like your little palms in a little cup.
Yeah. And press it like
as a support.
There's so much surface area that is touching because you're not just touching.
Yeah, it's like every part of your palm.
It's so strange. Fingers.
It's like weighing it with your hand.
No sense.
Very strange.
I don't understand.
I'm not interested.
One of many things I don't understand.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What else does happen?
What else?
So Gwen dies.
All right.
So Gwen is for sure dead. I thought Gwen was going to not be dead, but.
Yeah.
I thought she was for sure dead, but I knew. At the same time that, like, the circumstances of her death weren't freaky enough to drive this story. So I was like, where the fuck is this going?
Yeah, it just seemed like someone had to die. And, like, who do people not expect to die here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or if she did, I expected, like, I thought that that's what Dory was going to do when she's like, I'll show you. Like, it's over. Something about, like, this is your worst day or you haven't had your worst day. She said something. Yeah. And I was like, oh, she's going to kill her. She's crazy. She's losing her shit. Like, where is that, like, you know, that climax of the story? Yeah. At no point do we see it.
This story does not climax.
No, it does not at any point. And a big problem for me, not to take us off track here, but why
Please
did
do,
they
because
name...
otherwise, what are we going to talk
yeah,
about?
Yeah, but why did they name the salesperson at the dress store? She got a
name.
Oh, literally was like, was it Giselle, Chanel?
Something.
Like,
and also, it's
like, make it sound like a fancy dress.
Well, it just like makes you believe that that's going to be something more.
I opened up to a random page looking for the name.
Yeah.
First sentence I see, Dory, Carol touched Dory's elbow. Come on.
So many elbows in this damn book.
Why are you touching elbows, not arms, not shoulders. Like, what the fuck? I don't know the last time I've touched a person's elbow, like even just touched, let alone cup.
Yeah.
Touched an elbow?
I don't touch the elbow because it's, you know what it feels like to me? It feels like you're helping your grandma cross the street. Like,
yes.
You're like, oh, okay, all right.
It's such a patronizing motion.
Yeah. Because I've touched just the shoulder or like, you know, when you're like, oh my God, I totally forgot to tell you or something.
Yeah, but elbow.
Because you go under.
Like arm. Yeah, just like the
just
upper
to,
part
like
of your
here,
arm.
Like the
elbow
like tricep.
So strange.
Wait,
tricep.
Bicep. You touched
the
bicep.
The back is the tricep. So
okay.
Either.
So I guess yeah.
The thing that happens at the funeral is when they're there, for a second, Dory thinks she sees Lucy at the edge of the funeral, and then she blinks and she's gone.
Okay. Yeah. So then she's like, "What's happening?"
And then she's like, "Oh, everything's fine." And Carol's like,
"Yeah."
So that's what.
But then after that, remember there's like a weird, like she thinks nothing is real. And then she's like,
Chanel.
There we go. Why does she get a name?
Especially when it's spelled Chanelle.
Oh, yeah. Unexpected.
Yeah. Twist. Another
twist. This book is full of twists.
Just don't name her Chanel then.
No. Yeah.
You have to go out of your way not to be Chanel.
Exactly. Yeah. It just felt very specific. And I was like, okay, she's going to come into play here possibly. Because I just thought that was so strange. Because I'm like, I feel like any other book I'd read would be like, and the saleswoman, whatever.
Yeah.
I just didn't understand.
It had to be just because they wanted to make it, like, guess what? It's a fancy store. Because the saleswoman, her name's Chanel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not,
yeah,
crazy,
but not
right?
The high-end brand Chanel.
Yeah. Yeah, just a woman named Chanel.
Also, like, so she gets it in her head. She wants to like audition for this role. And she's like, it's the role of a lifetime. I'll finally get out of this. We don't even know what this role is.
I forgot about that even.
Well, that's what I
forgot that she's.
We don't know if it's like for a movie.
You know,
or
I want to get out of pageantry. I want to be on camera and act instead. I want to be.
Yeah.
I want to be that center of attention.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that was a weird. That's. I was like, this is not different enough.
Yeah,
in a sense, like it's not different enough, in my opinion.
That was again where I was like, oh, Neon Demon.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, maybe Death Atkins. I mean, Death D.
Deathkins.
Deathkins.
Little baby Deathkins.
Little baby Deathkins.
Little baby Deathkins. Maybe saw Neon. What's it called? You said
Neon Demon.
Demon.
Except they took place like 20, 30 years apart.
Yeah, Neon Demon.
Deathkins saw like a first draft that was sitting there for 30 years.
Yeah, and opened.
He had it like, or he read this and he was like, "Woof, I'll make this make somehow more sense and less sense. Yeah.
And then also open to a page where, like, the author of the film had been writing, I love Stan. I love Stan.
Yeah, I love Stan. Okay. I love Stan. Stan. I love Stan. Stan.
I love Stan.
And then just, like, put in 5 minutes where you're watching Elle Fanning be painted gold.
Riveting. Okay. Mm,
yeah.
Tone.
Yeah. I truly was like the twists and the turns, but they weren't fun ones. Like you said, like soft.
Yeah.
Soft,
just gentle.
Yeah. Reminders of like, hey, 35 miles per
hour. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like, okay, take a right.
Like,
or if it was a twist, it was just me being confused by the book.
Yeah.
It wasn't a plot twist. It was me going, what?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. And like, was she bleeding at some point in her room
because of the mirrors?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She smashed.
Yes. So she has a wild dream. Uh-huh. And she throws her hand mirror at her wall of mirrors and breaks one of the mirrors. And then her mom's like, wake up, wake up, wake up. And she's like, huh? And the mom's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I had a weird dream. And then
beast was chasing me.
Yeah. And then the mom's like, should you stay home? And she's like, no, I just slept too much. And the mom's like, okay, that's a real thing. Bye. And then the mom like leaves. And then she like,
okay, I accept that.
Yeah. And she like picks up the mirror and then she like accidentally drips like blood, 3 dots of blood. And then the blood smears down and she's like, it looks like a prison cell. And I was like, I don't know how that works. But okay. And she's like,
yeah. Then it's also like, oh, she's okay. So is this like her signing a contract in blood?
Yeah,
like,
and then that's when everything goes off the rails.
Haven't you already been a bitch at this point?
Exactly. Like, she's already been mean.
You've already sucked.
So she's like, Red
you've
is so...
You've been bitching it up all over the place. Yeah.
Her bitchery is like off the rails. And she's also like... So she's like, ugh, Red is so not my color. And then she like wipes it off. And then later when she's evil, she gets a red dress.
Yeah. Oh,
so I guess that means something.
Is that what you're gonna do? Okay.
I mean, I guess I won't fight you about it. Yeah.
Sounds like an impression of her dad, what I imagine.
Yep. Yeah. All right, okay.
Do you look more beautiful somehow? Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sounds like when you said this on the podcast before, but when you show my dad a video that he's not interested in watching,
oh yeah,
yeah, just like, I love those.
Okay,
yeah,
all right, I see. He's like, oh man, you are not having fun.
Also, just her touching on the whole parents like putting away her pageant money.
Pageant money for a college fund.
Oh,
I forgot.
And she's
about
like,
that.
You guys can just pay. And I was just like, what an entitled little fucking brat.
Yeah.
I truly was like,
yes.
Pardon us for taking your winnings and doing something good with them.
Yeah.
She's like, can't you just give me the money now? I want the money. And they're like, what?
Like, there's a big part of what? In a movie. What's the part? It's in a movie. What movie?
I didn't even know it was in a movie. Yeah. I was like, what is she auditioning for? I had no idea. I was like, is she trying to be a model? Is she trying to be an actor?
I was just assuming movie.
Oh, my gosh.
But there was no details.
She doesn't need headshots with a famous photographer.
I know.
To get a part in a movie.
And it almost serves her right getting hit by the car and dragged because...
She gets dragged. She gets like jammed underneath the leg.
That bitch.
Yeah.
When she misses Lucy, you thrust so hard.
Yeah.
But completely miss the person you're trying to push.
Yeah.
Is wild to me.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
How? I could see if it's like you went. I'm really trying to do the gymnastics in my mind right now. You went to push her, but then the crosswalk turned, so then you landed in the street. But that would mean no cars would be coming through. Like, so if she went to push Lucy, but it's like, oh, Lucy can now walk, then she would just fall and, like, fuck up her face. She wouldn't get hit by a car.
Yeah.
But, like, you missed her so bad, and you, all your force. I just didn't understand. And, like, did she intend to kill Lucy when she wanted to push her? Was she going to just, like,
I had
push
no
her
idea.
Down? What was her intention in pushing her? What was she hoping?
I'm guessing she was just, like, so out of her mind at that point.
So wait, why was she mad at that time?
She was like, oh no, you're going after the part.
And you didn't say.
And you told me you weren't interested. And it's like, you know what, Dory? She's the one who found out about this. She has every right to go out.
Also, you know what? Sorry about it. That's fucking business. And if this fucks you up, then I'm sorry. LA is not going to be a place for you. You are not going to thrive here. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. I know. I was like, she was just such a damn mess. I'm really trying to do the gymnastics of figuring out how you went to push your friend, you completely missed.
She's like, oops.
You completely missed.
Deathkins exists in a void where she doesn't understand how physical bodies work.
What force you went to push her that you completely threw yourself into the street? Because even if you were pushing, I'm sorry, just the physics here of like,
I'm looking
even
if, for the
yeah,
passage.
Yeah, even if you were going to push her with all your force and all your body weight, that means if you're going to push something with all your body weight, she's going to fall. You're going to fall too if it's all your body weight, right? So that means you're in danger of getting killed as well.
Yeah, you're going to go down with her.
All right. So with that being said, human bodies are not like, it's not like a target on a bullseye. Like it's not a bullseye on a target, I should say.
Yeah.
So like, a body is a lot of space.
Yeah.
So like you can totally missed and fell in the street. Like I will
buy the pushing and ending up in the street just because like, well, Lucy's Satan. She probably just
so
like,
she just like blipped away.
Okay, yeah, great.
So she
okay,
just
good.
Like,
okay, yes.
She was
fair,
gone.
Fair enough.
So it says ahead, a don't walk sign began to flash. Lucy slowed to a stop. So they're now standing at an intersection.
Yes. Okay, so we have
like
party A,
so
Lucy,
like,
is at the corner.
Let's say that they're on, you know, the traffic on their side is going, obviously, because it would need to be.
Right.
Okay.
And then Dory hurried on, intent on one thing. Lucy, goodbye, Lucy.
Mm.
She lunged for Lucy.
Okay.
She threw her whole weight into the push. And you guys, I mean, remember. Mm-hmm. That 100,000 workouts had made her body perfect and strong.
Oh, yeah. Let's
so remember
right.
that part.
Okay.
I forgot about that part. Her workouts.
So Lucy was going to die.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Lucy.
Uh-huh.
Someone shrieked. She heard horns, the screaming of brakes. So then somehow she had slipped past Lucy and was plunging out like a diver off the high dive. Head first into the street.
Like a diver. So what kind of push is
so
that?
She wasn't even pushing. She was tackling. She was diving.
Going
like,
to full on. Yeah. So she's got her arms up. They're in a V.
She's diving. Literally diving.
She was diving.
Oh my God.
Like a diver off the high dive.
So you know what? I think she had too much time in the air. Couldn't correct mid-course.
Mm-hmm.
That was her
failure. Well, she was diving on a street. She was going to die anyway.
Yeah. Because like, she was going to end up paralyzed. She was going to end up on the street with Lucy.
Yeah. You're not even allowed to dive in the shallow end of a pool, let alone a street
with
no water.
So she ended up. So it says for one moment she struggled half on her knees as if by lunging a little further, she might be safe. And then for one moment, she forgot who she was and where she was and thought only of that safe place just beyond her outstretched, grasping hands. If only she could. Then the car hit her and rolled over her and began to drag her along.
Holy
she never
shit.
Had a chance. And then she was gone. Although I will say that because she lives, that's a pretty good chance.
Yeah,
you just got dragged by
you
a car.
You just got dragged, bitch.
Like, also, oh like, God. You've been dragged.
Dude. When
and this is not Twitter.
No,
it's by
a
car.
Real life.
This is a real drag.
The doctor is such an asshole to her. So she's like getting the
bandages
taken off, and she's gonna like see herself in the mirror for the first time, mm-hmm. and she looks bad. She's like, it's not good. It's like she's been very injured, and the doctor's like, her mom's like, it's okay, you know, like it's gonna be hard, whatever. And the doctor's like, you could have been like blind or dead, so you should be happy. And it's like, oh my God.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. Bedside manners.
Yeah, you should be fucking happy.
When she thinks of the fucking college fund, Dory came back to the conversation with a jolt, but she couldn't help thinking, what had her parents done with the money? And then it seems like they did do something with the money by that sentence. But on the next page, they're like, no, it's in your college
fund. No, I thought that this was like a JonBenet situation. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, what's going on?
Listen, me too. That's like with the weight with which the author would end some of these chapters would really make you think, all right, we're going to delve into this next.
Yes.
And it's like, no, there's like No.
There's no issue.
Yeah, it's just like, hope. There's these like cliffhangers, and then it's like, no, we're going to leave you hanging, and now we're moving on to something else.
Yeah.
And you can come with, or you can stay like, here on this cliff.
It's like, whoa, you're on a cliff. Just kidding, the ground's right there.
Yeah.
Like, well, you're on a cliff, but like, just kidding. Oh, there's a wave. Let's go look at that.
It's like, so she asked them, she's like, well, why don't we have enough money for college? And they're like, yeah, but it's nice to have extra. And it's like, but well, then why couldn't I have had the money to spend when I wanted? And she's like, why would you want it? Don't we give you everything you need? And it's like, oh, yeah. Like,
yeah.
What is it you're missing out on, Dory, where you're like, I'm being deprived?
Because she does get everything she wants. And then, but then I got confused because then they were still tricking us because the mom gets like kind of sketchy. She's like nervous for a second.
This book is like pretending that something might be up, but like, why? There are already three unexplored plots going on at
also,
the same time.
Like, don't pretend.
We do not need that one.
Don't pretend something that's going to be more interesting. Like, all of these things that are pretending, I'm like, oh, yay. And then I'm like, oh, it's not.
All right. It's nothing.
I don't know what. That's what, pump faking, like in basketball. I don't play basketball. That's like one thing I know from it.
You know what? I'm going to say it's a little like hot dogging where the receiving
totally
end
right.
doesn't get as much as
yes,
the giver.
You are totally true. Right.
It's like,
and you know what? It often doesn't go until finito.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just goes for fun. Yeah. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Is this a joke to you,
comical.
Deathkins?
Deathkins.
Well, Deathkins.
Hot dogging all around town. Maybe that's the thing we were all supposed to take away from it.
Yeah, that was the secret clue.
We're all getting hot dogged.
Oh yeah! If you don't know, if you don't know what hot dogging is, you're being hot dogged.
Exactly.
It means you're getting hot dogged.
It means you're getting hot dogged.
Oh my gosh.
Ugh.
I don't know if I have any more on this.
I have
like,
nothing else
slip
on this
of a book
it's,
on this
yeah,
book.
It was quick little. It I was think we covered literally.
It was yeah. So not only was it.
Oh yeah! Don't count that in a preview.
Pages. Yeah, there's a preview for R.L. Stein's Beach House at the end, which we gotta read that one.
Yeah.
It's 130 pages long, and then you heard the plot just now. This book is nothing.
It's nothing.
It's nothing.
It's seriously so, nothing.
There's nothing happening.
I think we're out.
Yeah, we're out.
I think we're out.
That's so funny.
I go, do you have any just like stuff you'd like to talk about? Just like in general, like what's on your mind?
Life, guys, girls. You know, I've been thinking a lot about relationships, okay? Mm-hmm.
Relationships.
And I've decided that they're only good, like, I think they're the best, most important thing in life, be it friendships, family, romantic, but they're only good and beautiful if they're good and beautiful. Otherwise, if you're in a hot mess of a relationship, get out.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's, well, because then it's not serving its intended purpose, like, and be, like, it's not what, it's just not what it's meant to be. So,
yes.
Like, yeah, so you don't be in a bad relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay, also, take a look and separate, you know, the benefits of being with that specific person versus being in a relationship, period.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Take a look at that. If you can't find any differences, uh-oh.
Yes. See? Mm. Yeah.
There you go.
That's too real.
Yeah.
It's very real.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's a food for thought for all of our friends.
Mm-hmm. And try hot dogging.
And try hot dogging. Try getting hot dogged and trying to figure out a way to make it more enjoyable for you as the receiver, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Life gives you lemons.
Yeah, life gives you lemons.
Like, it doesn't, it's just one part of the equation. Like, it's in the mix.
Sure.
Nobody's gonna climax from
no
a hot
getting,
dog.
No, do not climax. If you climax,
it's just
that's
like
not
a fun treat.
That's not hot dogging. You've entered chili dog.
Yeah, that's a chili dog. It's disgusting.
Ew, it's disgusting.
That's so funny. Chili dogs. That's funny.
Oh, man. I guess we'll leave it there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for
doing
the
show. Thanks for having me, guys.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Ooh, baby. I have a one-woman show at UCB going up on Thursday, December 7th at 5:30 p.m. UCB Sunset. Not UCB Franklin. Come support a black woman do so many things on stage.
Mark your calendars, guys. Get out there.
Yes.
So, come so many things on stage.
So many things.
So many things on
all
stage.
All kinds of different things on stage.
Yeah. Go support live theater.
Yes.
Yay.
And support your local artists.
Yeah. Support your local Black artists.
Yes, thank you. Guilt you.
Okay. Be a hero.
Yeah.
Be a white hero.
Please be a white. I need a white savior. Please.
That's called White Knight in it. Next week, we are reading Killing Mr. Griffin with our resident Lois Duncan correspondent, Patrick Ellers.
Yay. He is already reading it and he's very excited.
He already took
a gross screenshot.
I don't even remember what it said, but
something
it was
about
like
a lady had a thick comma pussy something. And I was like, ew, what? I know it's got to be like pussy willow or something.
Like, yeah, it's got the like
the word, hyphen.
Like the hyphen because it was continued on the next line. Who knows?
We'll see.
Tune in then. Download, give it a listen. Thank you for listening as always. And how are we on the show, Kelly?
Keep it creepy.
That's it. Thanks for listening to Teen Creeps. Our artwork is by James Mulholland. Our theme music is by Mike Carlson.
Find the show on Twitter and Instagram at teencreepspod. Shoot us an email at teencreepspod@gmail.com. And please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
And to share your teen and or creep-related stories, you can leave us a message now at 747-333-6995. For our reading schedule, go to teencreepspod.com. Thanks for listening, and keep it creepy.